realize something. You see how short I am? I mean, this dude sitting like he a big giant. I'm all short like I'm a midget. I mean, I know I'm stocky and, you know, but what's the real problem? I get the...
So first of all, I told you to get the chair, to get your chair. You were supposed to get both chairs. I said, why so, just use the chair I have?
Why you just get the chair from upstairs and bring down here?
This is the chair from upstairs.
No, I mean the other chair, the white chair.
The white chair? You sitting in the white chair.
Sir, this is not the white chair.
Oh, the dining room chair.
Oh, my. I feel some type of way, y'all. So I'm going to talk about this. I mean, this... I feel so, so short. Okay, first, he got mad because I'm late. We supposed to start at 6:30, but I had an eye doctor appointment.
You need a baby booster seat.
Well, you know what? Pastor, I think you better. Yeah, I need a studio chair. This guy is not even.
Listen.
I feel like a sidekick here. You know, that's what I feel like.
We have finally moved the podcast from my dining room into what is now the studio, which was my office. I told this guy to get his chair, and as you can see, he did not.
Well, I need to talk about it, okay? I just feel some type of way.
Let's talk about it Thursday, so we can talk about it.
I'm talking about it. I mean, first you cut a light on like I'm real dark and like you couldn't see me.
Couldn't see
you. So we got the light right in my face. I just came from the eye doctor, and I told you my eyes hurt.
Yeah, that's all right.
But, I mean, he act like he don't care, but it's okay. Let's talk about it Thursday, so we're going to talk about this. I need a studio chair. Apostle said, I need a studio chair. I think you better get me one.
Well, I'm thinking you and Apostle need to go to Staples and look at them chairs they got up there. It's got some nice ones on sale.
Well, I get the one from my office at work.
Oh, excuse me. Now, you told me you had a chair. You just couldn't carry.
I would not discuss our business on the line.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, hey, y'all. Yeah, he put the light on me. He put the light like I'm real dark. I mean, it's in front of me. We in a new studio. He put it in front of me like,
shine light.
Like, you know, bruh, you know, you're a little darker. I need to put a little light on you. I feel good now, okay?
Good.
Still got an attitude.
Mm-hmm. Still got an attitude. Can you see?
I'm not going to steal.
Can you see, though? Can you see yourself?
I'm stealing from work.
Don't log off, Apostle. Don't log off. Not just yet.
I have to put it in back in my put the chair in back in my car. I got a couple of them.
You would not talk about that on here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. So let's talk about it Thursday. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing Thursday out there? We are so honored to be here tonight. You know, so this is our first. Let's talk about it Thursday.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Whatever y'all have want to discuss tonight, we here tonight to talk about it. Amen.
Talk about it.
So. I don't know what he want to talk about, but I already talked about what I had to talk about. You got anything spiritual on that?
No. No, sir, I do not.
So you mean to tell me you ain't got nothing spiritual on what I need to talk about tonight?
No.
You know?
No, I don't think it's that deep.
It's not that deep?
It's not that deep.
Well, I mean, first of all, I need to talk about it again.
What are we talking about now?
I need to talk about it again. I cannot sit on this side. I feel funny on this side.
Well, guess what? We're going to have to deal with it today because you're already on that side.
I mean, well, I'm trying to adjust to this, you know, but I don't think you've been making it, you know. Look at
you that upset? You can't get your words together?
Because I feel some type of way. And then other people sitting around just looking at my face like I'm, you know, not sitting here. So I think, thank you so much. Okay, go on with your show, man. Go on with your show. I'm gonna be happy now.
All right.
I'm glad to be here tonight. How are you?
I'm good. Buddy. How you doing?
My buddy?
No. No.
You're not gonna high five me? I guess I won't get no high five tonight. Throwing the lions den. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I've been thrown in the lion's den.
That's the wrong.
Okay, so you clicking on wrong stuff?
No, it took it from Mondays.
I wonder what kind of stuff you into tonight.
Listen,
are you prepared, sir?
I'm not prepared. You know what? I was prepared. And I was getting ready to go on.
And we're still talking about it, right? We're still talking about Thursday.
I when I went on here. Mm-hmm. Why is it not funny? when I went on here, I had everything set up. But for whatever reason, that right there, what you see on the screen, throwing in the lines there, it keeps popping up. So, having a little error
so
here.
So, evidently, you are trying to throw me in the lion's den.
No, no, no.
I feel it. No. That's what, why would they say you, no. I've been thrown in the lion's den. I think you're trying to throw me into the lion's
no,
den.
No, no, Doc, no.
I'm going to be talking about, I want to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and the Negro throwing me in the lion's den. Ah. Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Maybe I need to sit back and just chill out.
He really upset, huh?
Yeah, I'm on the wrong side. They said it's a comedy show. Yeah, I mean, I feel it. I don't feel. This guy is just setting me up, okay? I'm going to go ahead and drink a little bit till he get ready because he's still not prepared. I don't know why.
I'm not ready. I'm Let's get some comments. Somebody drop a topic, something that you want to talk about really quick, because I got to get this together. I've been fighting
with
this thing all day.
Well, sir, you've been here since last night trying to get this stuff together. You had bags underneath your eyes this morning, and yeah, you crying to me, I needed your help, but you wasn't here.
You're never here. Since we're talking about it, you're never here. Well, I never have any help. You know what you do? You come in, you get in your chair, and then we go live. That's it. You're not here when I got to do all this, make sure all the cameras are right, make sure the lighting is right, sure the graphics are right.
I was at Bible study last night.
Margaret, we got to get Margaret off the screen.
Oh, Margaret? She on the, hey, Margaret, well, you ain't even on the screen.
The lines are dead. Yep, see, she going to pop right back up.
Maybe it's meant for it to be, because I still think about that lion's den. How I feel about being thrown in the lion's den. I feel some type of way being thrown into the lion's den. Monday you talked about I had the same shirt on from Sunday.
Yeah, you did.
And I was, you know, I was looking in my closet. I was looking in my closet.
And what'd you find out?
Man, I couldn't see.
You could see or couldn't
I
see?
I couldn't see. I tried to use it. I told
so
you I can't see.
So
I
why, tried why to use was, it. Why was this? Y'all, this is a totally different segment. This is we're not going to get churchy on tonight.
Churchy on Thursday.
But let me ask you this. You were looking in your closet, right?
I couldn't see nothing.
Why was that shirt in your closet?
It wasn't in the closet. It was thrown across the chair.
If you wore the shirt, one topic that would be good is the man and his... Wow, I like that. I like that.
It's the man and his purpose.
Thank you, Marcel. I like that.
Let's talk about that.
But we're gonna get to that.
Okay.
But back to you. If you wore the shirt on Sunday.
I got many black shirts. You can't prove I had that shirt on Sunday. You can't prove it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying. What can you prove? I got many black shirts. I got about 5 black shirts.
Apostle, if you could be a witness, could you just
I wish she would say something. I wish she would agree with you. This like, would not be right.
I feel like you just threatened my apostle.
No, I didn't threaten. I was your friend first.
Hey, listen, y'all. Bit of good news. I'm not sure if you guys follow the news or not, but they arrested the young man that killed the 6-year-old Naya.
Wow.
Naya. He was from Waldorf.
He was from Waldorf?
He was from Waldorf.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
But did they catch him today?
Was it today? Yesterday? Yesterday.
Well, you know what? Thank God. I'm glad they found him. Mm-hmm. And I really pray for justice on this family. You know, it's been going on too long.
Definitely.
Innocent people has been gunned down and killed for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I look at a lot of YouTube and I've been seeing like young people being gunned down for no reason.
Yeah.
And this have to stop. It really do.
Yeah,
it's time for justice. Time for, you know, we killing ourselves. Black on black crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, where are the people when we need them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to really, really, you know, show our support to these many families that's been in tragedy. So I thank God they got him. So amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. There was I had another topic.
You did?
Had to do with the news. Oh. So y'all see that we're gonna be wearing masks again soon too.
Oh, so talk about that. What's going on with that?
COVID. It's going
that's
up.
Right. It's going up.
It's going up.
But you know, they saying, I was listening a little bit, they're saying how the COVID is going up because the ones have not been vaccinated. The one have not been vaccinated, and I don't.
Go ahead.
So I don't think that's all that case is, because they're trying to put on just them people have not been vaccinated, and I don't think it's just all them are the ones not being so.
Right.
It's just like unbearable right now. Okay. So I want to. So you still clicking? And you see that storm? Did y'all lights get cut off?
They flicked it.
They flicked it.
They flicked it.
They flicked it.
They what?
They are flicked it. What's that? Is that a word?
I said they flick it.
They flick it.
Flickered. Flick flick.
You didn't say flickered.
I did.
You said flicked it.
I may have said that.
But you got to learn to talk about my speech.
Hey.
Look like we both. God bless you, Evangelist Jones. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you all for coming on, joining us. Come on, put some topics in there. Let's talk about some things that y'all want to talk about. And we can, you know, talk about it. We don't want y'all to just be sitting on here. We're not here to entertain. So, we have fun. We like to have fun. I like to have fun. Everybody know I like to laugh. But let's talk about some things tonight that's on your heart to talk about. Amen. We don't want to do all the talking. This is what this segment ends tonight. Talk about it Thursdays. Anybody got a question? Anybody got a statement to make? We can talk about it. So, you know. All right.
So why don't you go? You want to start off with Marcel's topic?
Marcel's topic.
The man and his purpose.
What will be good? Okay. Is the man and his purpose. I need to find out what about the man.
I mean, you talk directly to him. Oh, hey, listen, guys. So we weren't set up on Monday. Oh.
Hey, Richard. God bless you, sir. God bless you, Richard. Thank you for joining us.
We weren't set up on Monday, but we are set up now via for Cash App. So again, we don't do this for the money, for any monetary means. But if you feel the need, if you feel led to bless us in any way, you can do so via Cash App at Real Talk Faith Walk, money sign Real Talk Faith Walk.
Mm. I really like that topic there.
The power cord, come on.
Unsupported. Leaders.
Unsupportive
leaders. Unsupportive leaders. I get that to you. Go ahead. Because that's you experiencing that. I can't believe that this. Oh. That's it, huh?
You really want me to talk about
it? I'm drinking my Red Bull.
So we're going to. One second. Let me get back to the screen. I had the comments come up on
you had
the
a live feed,
but it's not connected.
So let me sign in on this too. So
yeah.
Okay. God bless you, Courtney Perkins. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Thank you for joining. Y'all share this video. Amen. Be, you know, share for us tonight. Unsupportive leaders. What's your concept on unsupportive leaders, sir?
I've dealt with it.
That's what I'm saying. I know you dealt with it, and I know that it is a hard situation that we have to deal with this. You know, you know, I guess we.
I feel like there are a lot of leaders that are just for themselves.
Of course.
Which is wrong, because if we, like, you know, we talked about this the other day,
right,
with the podcast. If we all have the same the same goal.
That's right.
And that, y'all forgive the dog in the background. She wants to get out of the cage. If we all have the same goal, okay, and that is to build up the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why is it that we can't share what another ministry or another pastor or evangelist, whatever it is, why can't we share that? Why can't we help build that? You know, you can build as well as the next person build, but a lot of preachers nowadays, or a lot of leaders nowadays, they're too afraid of losing folk because, oh, you know, they may teach different than I teach. They may teach mm-hmm. better than I teach. Or they may do this. Their praise and worship may be this. Their prayer life may be this, you know. So it's unfortunate. And this is a reason why a lot of the churches are getting empty today. Mm-hmm. Because I shouldn't have to. I'm going to jump around with this thing because there's so much that I want to say.
Right.
You go on Facebook and let's get personal. If I make a post, okay, mm-hmm. and then so-and-so makes a post, and you comment on that post and or share that post, and we made our post within the same amount of time, I know for a fact you just blatantly ignored what it mm-hmm. was that I put up. You know, you just chose not to support. You mm-hmm. just, you chose not to share. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And it sucks because it's like, well, God, like, what did I do to you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, help me build as I help you build. Mm-hmm. We all got the same goal. We're saving souls out here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sad.
Well, can I be a
the faith walk?
No, not the faith walk. Well, yeah, that too. I was talking to somebody on this weekend. I was doing a counseling session, mm-hmm. and that question, not as leaders, but that question came up in one of our topics. So they said, well, when I go on Facebook and I see a post, and then I'm wondering why you don't respond to it, but you respond to somebody else's posts. And correctly, I said, you know, a lot of times maybe that person don't want to go on your page and stalk your page or something like that. Maybe they didn't see the post. I'm not saying it, you know, trying to justify it. Mm. But I was like, maybe they don't, you know, not so insecure. They don't want to feel like they're stalking your page or something like that. That was in a relationship status right there. That's a false relationship. But when I go and look at things, I think sometimes people, or I say certain leaders, they
good evening,
are,
Courtney.
God bless you, Courtney. They are. I said it already.
Okay,
Mom, earlier. Sorry. So how you gonna say it?
Because I'm looking at. I'm not looking at the comments. Well, continue.
Well,
continue.
Okay. Well, anyway, so sometimes it might be because they are insecure. Mm. You know, and you go back and say again, they're scared to lose people, or afraid that you are saying something, or you are better than them, or they feel intimidated by you. But I'm like this. We should support anybody, no matter how you feel, mm-hmm. because a lot of times we all in the same boat. We're in the same boat. If you can't support me like I support you, then what is support is for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why are we doing a support system if it's not what it's for? So you only support certain people.
Right.
You know, you only support certain. You know, you might say right here you love this, but I asked a question even in that part. So. When we approach that issue, or how can we, like, I'm trying to put it in a way, like, if I come to you and say, you know, I see you was on so-and-so, and I see you like somebody else, but you didn't like my post. Mm-hmm. What would you call that scenario?
You because mean, you, as far as feeling like it's going to be feeling
like, yeah, sometimes I feel like, you know, or it can be a jealousy type, you know, mm-hmm. why you like that one didn't like mine. It could be like a jealousy type. Do you think?
It's not necessarily jealous. So I watched something today.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say what I watched because then it's going to give it up. But okay. I watched something today and I said, wow, you know, just look at that. That's amazing that mm-hmm. you have that type of following. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not about being jealous.
Right.
If you know, if this is a startup. We're on episode 4 as of this coming Monday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's a startup. So it's like, if I see that, mm-hmm. why wouldn't I share it?
That's true.
You know, we made this platform to, you know, this is why mm-hmm. we promote businesses. We for Marcel, for instance, mm-hmm. they're launching the Love Talk.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We shared that because that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to build up together.
Right.
You know, there shouldn't be no jealousy or envy or I feel like you're better or I feel like, you know, there should be none of that.
And that's true. That's true. But, you know, our mind, and you look at it and say our mindset are not like everybody else's. Mm-hmm. You know, when we started this, so we automatically knew we were going to come up with some oppositions.
Right.
Because first of all, the enemy don't want to see us spreading out or spreading the gospel to anybody.
Right.
This is a bigger platform for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I look at it as a bigger platform for me. Not saying I'm trying to make a name for myself,
mm-hmm.
but the whole point is, if I see you doing good, I'm gonna love your status.
Right.
I'm gonna love the things that you do. Why? Because I'm supporting you.
Right.
But I don't look for, and I used to feel the same way. I used to go in and say, well, you know, I used to go on Facebook just to check and see who liked my status, who loved my status. But I got to the point in my life, said, you know what? Everybody's not going to support what you do.
Correct.
So I don't look for a supportive system no more.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I know that the kind of support I have, because everybody is not for us. You know, everybody, they don't. So I don't leave a trip off that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even go in and see how many people like it, because I know everybody ain't going to like it.
Right. You know what's crazy, though? I sit back and I watch the, not watching, but I look at the insights mm-hmm. daily, only just to see, you know, how we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy that they won't watch it live. There's so many people, and yeah. I'm talking about Real Talk Faith Park right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that won't watch it live because they don't want you to see
right.
that they're watching it live. Mm-hmm. They won't comment live. They don't want you to see mm-hmm. that they're commenting. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But when we go off of the air, right. when we go off the air, and it's just in the feed,
right.
they're
so
watching
they watch it. Yeah, of course. That's what they do.
You know?
Cause I mean, what they do, like, you know, I think about, I mean, yeah, we're not into, you know, I think
Amen.
About so I don't look for support system. Look for that's and I that's what I'm saying, Apostle. I do the same thing. I stop looking for support out there because I know everybody's not going to support us. But you know, I was thinking about what you just said about them looking at when we go off. I was thinking about, you know, Nicodemus and when Jesus was out there. And so the Bible said Nicodemus came to him by night
mm-hmm.
when there wasn't nobody around. You know, sneaking around there, asking Jesus a question. What must I do to be saved? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Oh, mm-hmm. oh, master, how can I be born again? So he waited until he was a person who was high up there. He was a master, you know, a theologian and all that kind of stuff. So he knew, you know, his word. He knew beyond things. So he looked at Jesus and said, you know, how can you be born again? Can you enter into your mother's womb a second time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though he knew the concept of who Jesus was, but he didn't know how to be born again.
Right.
So, like I say, and the concept was that he came at night when nobody was around.
Mm-hmm.
He snuck to Jesus at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what they do. If you look at it, that's what they might be doing here. Sneaking at night. Look and see what we're doing. You know. But I guarantee you. I look at things and I do look at the our views. And I mean, we had over 100 something views in the second week.
Yeah.
Remember, we had, and I'm going to say, and these are people from like far away that we never heard of before. You know what I'm saying? So I look at that, I'm like, you know what? Evidently, we are doing something because even the title, Real Talk Faith Walk, even the title might draw them to what we're doing.
Correct.
Just to see what we're doing. And that's what yeah. people are going to do. They're going to look in, oh, let me see what this Real Talk Faith Walk is about. You know, I'm going to see what these guys doing, see what they doing on here. And that's what I believe that a lot of people are doing,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, we don't have to trip off, you know. And I'm not saying we are, but we're not going to trip off, you know, what people doing and what they saying because we are who we are. Why? Because we're doing it for God.
Amen.
You know, we're not trying to make a name. We're not trying to be seen.
Yep.
So if you like it, you do. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, we look at, you know, we go to church, we look at big crowds, and a lot of times people preach off what the crowd look like. But if you can't preach, if you can't be faithful over a few.
I agree with you, Richard. Go ahead. Finish
off. Go ahead. No, if you can't be faithful over a few, how do you expect God to make you rule over many?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
And see, the thing, a lot of people, again, talking about Real Talk, I mean, you know, let's talk about it Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't really understand what it was started for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many individuals that don't want to go into a church house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to be seen in church. They don't want to be, you know, want to be associated mm-hmm. or affiliated with
right.
church. So this is like for the unchurched,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Right.
You give it to them in a different way that they may receive it. That's
mm-hmm.
why Real Talk,
right.
Faith Walk. Apostle will give you the Bible. I mean, I'm going to give you the Bible, but Apostle mm-hmm. will break it down more so than I will, because when it gets to me, I'm going to give it to you real.
Right.
This is what I've experienced. Look, man, I wasn't, you know, life wasn't perfect for me. And, you know, I had to come up my way. I had mm-hmm. to do things my way
mm-hmm.
to get to where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the grace of God, I'm still alive today to testify about that.
Right. Amen.
But had I not went that way, where would I be? You understand what I'm saying? So this is for those people. You know, you feel like you're gonna be judged. Ain't nobody here to judge you. Nobody's here to judge you on this show.
You might have been behind your truck, you know, laying in the ground if you didn't come this way.
I was trying to have a serious moment, and here you go.
I'm just saying. I mean, you say what?
Next.
Richard, look, he said, I learned what you want, you must do. And then he says, so I like and share other statuses and pictures. I mean, we do the same thing. We you over there?
Yes.
Yeah, when did you respond?
I said, I agree with you, Richard.
So I couldn't say nothing to
him. Oh, Christ, you, Richard.
So,
amen. Go ahead. Say
you know, are you trying to cut me off? Like, I don't know.
I wasn't cutting you off, but I want to make sure I'm responding.
I already responded. Yeah. Did you really hit me? Did you slap me? Did he slap me on the show? He slapped me on the show. Why would you slap me?
God bless you, Apostle Tyson.
Oh. Apostle, hey, Apostle Tyson.
What's up? It's cutting up right
now. What's going on? So, yeah. So, we appreciate you, Apostle. Thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate you. So, I don't understand what you're saying, man. We was talking about what Richard was saying. So he said, so he like to share, you know,
I said I already responded to that one. Yeah, uh-huh. All right. So what's the next topic? Let's talk about it. Drop them topics. Oh, guess what? It's your turn.
My turn to do what?
It's your turn to respond.
Who I did respond. So you write something?
No. Topic is the man and his purpose.
What is the man? Like, oh, you talk.
y'all see what I have to deal with. Oh, Father, help us.
What is the first step when moving forward on anything? The first step of moving forward on anything. Oh, you did I skip the subject? Man, come on. Our purpose, man. The man's purpose. I mean, what is the purpose of man? Our purpose when God first had dominion over the earth, over the animals, over everything. That was our purpose. What is the man? Apostle, why you laugh? So, what was that song? I really lost my thought. I lost my thought. Okay.
What's the man?
Yeah. I lost my thought. All right. Take your time. So, go ahead and respond.
That's not my topic.
That's not your topic.
That is for you.
I responded to the unsupportive leader. We're gonna pass it over to you. What's the man?
Okay, let's see. We fulfill our purpose of glorifying God also by living our lives in relationship and full service of God.
Amen.
We have to. I look at men as being so much different than that. And we look at men right now and they are, a lot of our men are out of sync with God.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sync with God because we don't have a relationship with you. And you look at the area, you see more women in church than you see men. I think men has lost their, you know, I was going to do preach a subject one day, you know, men come out of hiding. And I thought about Adam when they sinned in the garden. You know, his purpose was to have dominion. His purpose was to, you know, rule the earth. Amen. And that's his purpose. Not, you know, so now we took that concept out of concept. You know, and then, you know, our men start growing, like, they're supposed to be dominion, they're supposed to have rule over the women. The women are supposed to do what they say and all that kind of stuff, and the women are supposed to be cooking and make babies and all that. But there is a difference now, us men, and you see why women are more dominant than men are now. They more secure than the men are now, because the men has left the house. Mm. The men has left the church. Mm-hmm. Our purpose was to have dominion. Our purpose was to end that relationship with God, have that boundary with God. But when Adam and Eve sinned, amen, when Adam and Eve sinned, what happened was when Adam began to hide, he hid himself. You know, so because of what the serpent said. So God asked Adam, where are thou? You know, and he already said, you know what? He didn't lie about it. He said, I hid it. Because when we found out we were naked, he said, God said, who told you you were naked? Mm-hmm. So at that moment, we lost our relationship with God. We lost our purpose. That's why God said, you know, from this day forward, you're going to work hard for what you got. You know what I'm saying? So now we found men, you know, now we, like I go back and say, the women are more dominant in the home now because the men have left the home. So,
men are looked at as protectors.
Men are what?
Aren't looked at as protectors.
They're not looked at as protectors anymore. Why? Because now you got women now say, oh, I don't need no man to do this. But the devil is a liar. You know, a woman needs a man. You know what I'm saying? They need a man. You know, but the Bible says it's not good for a man to be alone. But like I said, we are in the arena now where we have left the home. We left the women to, you know, to raise the children. Where are we at? We have children, we divorce, we, you know, separate, things like that. So when are we going to get to the point of being strong men where God wants us to be? We need to get back into that realm where God needs us to be. Step back into the home. Take authority, you know what I'm saying, of what the house needs or what the man needs. Now we got women sitting in the pulpit with no men around. Mm. And I got a problem with that. I don't have a problem with women preaching. No, God knows I don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But my problem is, where are the men? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we left us men. We left women uncovered. We left them uncovered. We left them with a covering. I'm not talking about, you know, you my apostolic covering. I'm talking about a covering where men come in and say, you know what, honey, this is what we're going to do. You know, we are in this thing together. We lost that. Why? We lost it in God. We still carrying that same attitude. You know, we walking around and you know, we mess with everybody and everything where we left that. So we as men need to take control of our house. If you are married, then take control of your house. You know, be the man who God called you to be. Stop being a little wimp like you running. And that's why women now have dominion in the house.
Right.
Because we left. We're gone. We out the door. Go ahead.
I was about to say, you know, my neighbor. Mm. Pray to God she's not watching this, but I hope she's watching.
Did it come over and slap you?
I came home one day and I was backing in the driveway and she was out there. No, actually, let me go back. Mm-hmm. It was one day I was pulling up and she was out washing her car. Mm-hmm. I mean, washing that thing, detailing it. You know, and I'm like, okay, where's your husband at?
Well, the same way she was out there when she was out there. No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good.
The same way when she was out there, and she was washing the porch.
She was, yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Where's the Negro at? You sitting in the house watching TV, mm-hmm, while your wife out there, mm-hmm, you know, doing hard work,
manual labor,
and you're supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
Where the men at? Women going to the store by themselves. Mm-hmm. Where the men at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came to a time where women, they go to the store, the husband right behind them.
Yeah.
Now, you go to the store with the women, you in the back or going out and sitting down while she paying for the food. Mm-hmm. Where you at, Negro? You know what I'm saying? So that's the concept that I'm talking about. We had left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they coming home with the bag. You sitting there, you know, won't even go out there and help with the bags.
Mm-hmm.
We call ourselves little wimps.
You know, it's funny because that kind of goes back to what Richard said about the, mm-hmm, the protection. They're not protected. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna go back to what you just said. Mm-hmm. I'm going to combine the two. You said the man is sitting down while the right, woman is in line, mm-hmm, paying for the groceries. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You're leaving her open to anything. A robbery, mm-hmm, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And let's go back to this. You know how, you know, men think chivalry is dead.
Mm-hmm.
They don't leave a cater to the women no more. Mm-hmm. So the same way, and I'm sorry, we is on this topic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a rebuke all of them. So the thing is, you got women.
Maybe his ankle.
You
going? Sprained.
You. You know, his ankle sprung. All right.
Hey, listen.
Sprung. All right.
Real quick, for everybody that's tuned in right now. In case you don't know, the if that last comment from Apostle Liberty Cheney, she will be here on Monday.
Monday at 6:30.
At 6:30 p.m. You guys need to tune in. The topic is it took abandonment to be received. Make sure we're gonna get deep, but as you can see, we're gonna cut up too.
And you think we crazy,
man?
So now let me go back to Shivery.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A lot of men think Shivery is dead again. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when we stop opening doors for
hope,
women?
Hope. Can I jump in?
Yeah, oh, jump this in. Is jump be in. Good yeah, jump tonight. In. That's what we talk
and
about.
We just were gonna bounce back and forth. Here it is. It's the upbringing. If you weren't brought up right. If you weren't taught them things, and that goes back to being a man. Mm. A man is going to teach his son. Mm. Train up a child in the way it should go, and when they're older, they should not depart from it. Mm-hmm. A man is going to teach his son. You like how I slid the bell, boy? All right.
Act like you deep.
A man is going to teach his son. You know, you hold the door for a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, hold the door for your mom. Open the door for your mom. Mm-hmm. Carry that for your mom. Get that for your mom or for a woman. But it starts with the mom. If he's doing this for his mom, when he gets older and he begins to date, he starts going outside the home, that's going to carry over. Oh, well, I was taught to open the door. I was taught to do this. I was taught to do that. Mm-hmm. So,
but I wasn't taught to do that.
Oh, yeah?
I wasn't raised in a house with a father.
Let's see, that's why we tell this. Right. So, let's talk about it. So let's give your...
I wasn't raised in a house with a father. Mm-hmm. But... Even when I was starting growing up, I opened doors for women. Mm-hmm. You know, I hold a door for women.
But why?
Why? Because I guess it was in my nature. Like, I was never taught that. I was never taught how to treat a woman. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes it comes natural if you believe that. So you might see somebody in the street doing it and say, where was that for? You know, you might have learned from that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be in that thing to bring... back to where we left off at the same, and that's why a lot of women say, well, let me look at this man and see how he treated his mom. The same way a man treated his mom is the same way he might that's right, Bronx. I had seen that movie in so long. I ain't seen that movie in so long. So basically women want to see how men treat their mother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Determine how they're gonna treat her.
Yeah.
And then it's always a flip side to everything, because sometimes your father might be an abuser. Doesn't mean that your son might come out and be an abuser.
This is true.
So I don't always believe that, you know, like I said, it's both ways. You know what I'm saying? It's both ways. But so the same way we treat the woman before we get them, when we meet them, is the same way we do treat them while they're married. Why do you think people marriage last for like 50 years and all that? Look at our apostles' marriage and stuff like that. They've been married for 30 something years, so that's a good thing. I want to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to die alone. I want to be happy. Yeah. You talking about die alone?
I hope you should. There's somebody out there for you.
I quit this podcast. Oh, quit this man. Thing, man. Woo!
You got me sweating over here.
I know it's
that was funny.
Oh my God, man. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's that subject right there. Amen. You too. What, Janae?
Oh my gosh, you're not keeping up.
I can't. I was talking. I can't read and talk, so I can't. I get mixed up. Okay. Man, you got an A in here.
Alexa, set living room to 65.
Boy, you is bad. I wish I'd get Alexa like that and listen to my voice. You is a bad
dude. But y'all call me bougie.
I ain't said, sorry, you ain't me call you nothing. I didn't call you anything. I just said you a bad man.
Listen, next topic, guys.
Alexa, cut the heat on.
Now she, I'm about to, don't say that. I rebuke that.
Come on, y'all. Come on. We did have another topic up here. We talked about the purpose of the man, right?
Oh, right. And then it was another topic dealing with ministry.
Where was it at?
Marcel, if you're still here, can you repost
I can't go back
that topic?
I can't wait to get my glasses in 2 weeks. I tell you, man, I am so blind.
All right.
Well, now you want to act extinct. a distinguished gentleman want to put his glasses on.
The purpose of the ministry.
That's what it was. Now, go ahead. What is the purpose of the ministry?
You don't want my version.
Hey, Gabby. Look at Gabby. Hey, Gabby, Gabby. Huh?
So you don't want my version.
No, talk. Wait, I mean, you.
I'm going to get real talk.
Well, you have to get real talk. I mean, what's the purpose of sitting here if you're not going to get real talk?
Hey, impossible.
I'm just asking you a question. You don't want my version.
To me, listen, I always say it's to save souls. We're supposed to go out here. It don't matter. They got buku snot running down. They know you're supposed to pray for that person. Pray healing. Save souls. What?
I'm listening. I agree with you. Did you just roll your eyes at me?
I did not roll my eyes.
I
did not roll my eyes. Okay. To me, the purpose of the ministry is to save souls, bring souls to Christ. I'll say it again because Apostle was talking while I was talking. The purpose of the ministry to me is to save souls and bring them to Christ. And you know what? I'm going to go a little further. Mm. In a church, actual building or establishment, therapy, for any reason at all, you can come talk about depression, your marriage problems, the ministry could be psychologist. If you got a little issue in your brain, you know, you got six people talking to you, the ministry is supposed to help you with that.
And I'm agree with that part too, but I think a lot of times, even like I can use now because we in this season, we took the concept out of the church or out of the ministry. Let me not say church, out of the ministry. Our ministry is to save souls. Our ministry is to, you know, feed the hungry. You know, when Jesus came and they said, well, he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I knew you not. So he said, you know, we fed the hungry, you know, we did this, but what did we do then? We take ministry and take advantage of ministry. What's your point at?
What it should be or what others make it.
Yeah, it's what it should be, what others make it. We made it out of commercialized a show. That's what we made the ministry out of.
It's business.
You know, it's a business now. Mm-hmm. You know, we made it into a money market. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even really care about the people's souls anymore like we used to back in the day.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The honorarium, okay? Now, it's one thing to, if I call you and say, hey, I would love for you to come and speak for such and such Sunday, and you... your response to me, oh yeah, you know, that's, you know, I can do that, da da da, but my honorarium is such and such and such. Now, something reasonable, okay, works was worthy of his high, all right, but reasonable, and this is why I say it's a business. It's all about money. There's so many preachers that I've been around. I ain't gonna say no names. 600, 700, and it just goes up from there. Who do you think you are?
But can I say something on that realm?
Yeah, you faith walk.
Faith walk.
I'm giving real talk.
Now what happens is I think people, and I'm gonna use that. People start doing that for the simple fact is if you bring me from out of town.
Now that's different.
Yeah, but no. That, now I done been out of town before.
Mm-hmm.
And left with $25.
Me too.
Trying to find out how I'm going to get home. You know. And I mean, I don't have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you can't really tax the people. Now, I mean, come on. Yeah, reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, why am I charge you $5,000 to get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to pay my airfare. You're going to rent me a car.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay for my hotel. You're going to feed me every night. Okay? I want half of your offering. And plus, I want an honorarium. And then where's the other half of the offering? Then you're going to try. Then after that, you get a half offering. Then you take up another offering for yourself.
Let me tell you something.
I have a problem with that. I'll
tell you where you can go, how to get there.
What, you talking to me? Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, because you looked at me like you were talking about me, like I did it.
Him, he or her, where to go, how to get there, and give him a roadmap.
But we have lost what we're doing for Christ.
Yeah.
We have lost what we're doing. Like I said, I'm not saying that you don't charge honorarium. But the thing is, because people have been bamboozled, mm-hmm. you know, like that. So I have no problem with that. It's the amount that you charge.
But see, this is my thing. If it's local, that's different. That's
and they still do it. They different. Still do it local, too.
Right. If it's out of state. Yo, excuse me. If it's out of state, that's a big difference. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got travel expenses, stuff like that. Okay, understandable. But you're not about to be at the Ritz-Carlton.
Right.
This is not going to happen. Like, are you coming to do the work of the Lord? Mm-hmm. Or are you coming to do the work of man?
I look at that as being doing the work of the man because, like I said, if you're doing, like I said, and again, I'm not against that, mm-hmm. but I'm against the amount. Okay, if I'm your friend, I had this conversation today.
Okay,
we was talking about that, and my friend said, you know what, they didn't charge me anything, and I like that, but we're not going to let you leave out empty-handed.
That's different.
That's the whole point. We're going to make sure you're getting taken care of. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure that you don't, you know, leave out like, you know, with you know, how do you just call it? I mean, we're going to give you lunch money. Mm-hmm. But a workman is worthy of his hire. But what are you really doing it for? Are you doing it to glorify God? Are you doing it because you need to pay your rent? Get a job. I was under a preacher one time, and you know he was taking money from the church. He wanted to pay his rent and all that. Man, go get a job. If you know you're struggling, get a job.
Right.
You know, I know you're about 99 years old. Go wash a car or something like that, or do something. Carry a bag. Work for Uber. Do something.
Marcel, Comedy said, ministry is a people business. We have lost the need to meet and help people where they are.
We have
to realize that as ministers of ministry, we are servants to people of God. Amen.
We are servants to people of God.
Servants.
Jesus did not, and I'm not saying, you know, we're not Jesus. Okay, but still, what are you ministering for? Are you ministering for, you know, yourself? Are you ministering for the work of the Lord? Because salvation is free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm not going to say that we can't, you know, make sure you take care of. Yeah, I can get you here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, don't charge me an arm and a leg just to get here.
Right.
Because the airfare ain't that much money.
No, sir.
You know, you go on cheapflights.com.
Get on a Spirit flight.
Yeah, get on Spirit flight.
Or Frontier.
Yeah, something like that. If you get on Spirit, you're going to be in the Spirit arm.
You're going to be what?
In the Spirit arms. If you get on the Spirit airplane.
Oh, God.
Don't you want to get on a Spirit airplane?
No, I hate Spirit.
You hate?
Not the Spirit. Spirit Airlines. Let me. I hate Spirit Airlines.
They racist, aren't they?
No,
I heard they was racist.
I don't think they racist. They have some nice flight attendants and pilots. Okay. I just don't like.
Won't you be a flight attendant?
Excuse me?
Be a flight attendant.
No, I'm not handing nobody no peanuts. And I can't help. If the plane going down, I'm going to lose it before I try to calm you down.
Peanuts, popcorn, drinks.
I could just picture that, right? Lord, forgive me. Plane going down. I'm trying to grab everything. Get the thing.
Pull the thing down.
No.
Get the pilot's wallet.
Yeah. Save yourself.
Give me a drink.
Save yourself.
If I'm going to go there, give me. No. Yeah, you better go save yourself from the untoward generation.
Yeah. No, Doc.
Somebody out of here.
That's not for me.
Nah.
It's not for me.
Oh, man. I tell you, go ahead. What's another topic, y'all? This is so fun to me. I'm glad we did this. We were just doing Mondays, right?
We was doing Mondays and Thursdays.
I'm glad it came up with this.
But we just changed Thursdays from actual segments to
real talk. Yeah, let's talk about it.
It's good to talk about
it. It's good. It is. I mean, come on. I know there's a lot we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And like someday, I mean, even like a little simple, like I had a frustrating day.
Mm-hmm.
How can I come out from being frustrated?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The boss getting on my nerve and I'm telling you, man, I'm serious. I be at work, man. I'm in another realm because, you know, I be like, they get on my nerve. You know, I be getting smart with them.
How to not have negative thoughts.
But, you know, it's that part is hard.
I think that was the topic.
Yeah.
Oh.
If that was the topic, you would still talk about it.
Okay.
How not to have negative thoughts.
Yeah. Pause for a second. Good to go.
One-Way Wonder.
You just need
what?
Wow. How to not have negative thoughts? I got some negative thoughts right now.
But you want to fire me?
No, no, of course not.
Crack your neck.
I just flatten your ties.
I can't drive if you flat my ties.
How to not have negative thoughts. Richard, that's a good topic. So, and I say that because all too often, so I have a God is working with me with my attitude, right? But there's times where I'll sit around, something may happen, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh, all right, let's say a bill, for instance. A bill comes through, and it's not the trash, man. You just should have left it up there.
Why would you leave it in the can on the desk?
A bill comes through.
Do you think it's trash on the floor anyway?
Can I finish responding?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. A bill may come through, and it's unexpected, you know. Especially, let's talk about if it's an auto draft, and you're not prepared to pay that auto draft, and it comes out, and you wake up, and your account is negative or what have you. It ultimately, you go into a negative mindset. Cause it's like, oh, God, well, how am I going to get this? How am I going to do this? And I'm just using this as an example to respond to your topic. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And, you know, the thing about it is we got to get into a habit of just, you know, they used to say WWJD.
Mm-hmm.
Used to say it all the time. What would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
And you really got to question it. WWJD, you know. It's not necessarily even WWJD. Why am I stressing off of this when he is a provider? You know, when it comes to being alone, why am I stressing off of this? I mean, why am I sad about this when he's ever present? He's always around me. You just got to find ways to combat the negative thoughts. You know, we talked about this on one Monday about, what was it? Ah, man, it just ran from my brain that fast. Anyway. Just got to find ways to combat the negative thoughts. When we were talking about the restoring your faith after death, you know, the good moments. But think about the good times you had in your life, the good times, the good moments that you've had, the good thoughts that you've had, you know. Pray against it, first and foremost, because it's a spirit, for one. Pray against it. God, touch my mind. Let my mind be renewed. And, you know, I say that prayer almost every day. Because this mind of mine, I tell you, it'll take me to a place, huh. And this is why the podcast is Real Talk Faith Walk. It'll take me to a place, man, and you wouldn't believe that I would want to do this. There's so many things that has happened in my life, even this past month, you know, but I refuse to allow the negative thoughts to consume me. God, I know you did it once before. I know you're going to do it again. You saved me once before, you're going to save me again. You delivered me once before, you're going to deliver me again. You provided for me once before, you're going to do it again. He provides every day. Every day. So,
I can agree with that on part two. But if you really look at it, and I'm not trying to justify this or say, you know, it's wrong or right, but when something happened all of a sudden, what our mindset is, we retaliate on that thought. You know what I'm saying? And then we have to click on, you know, to thinking what, you know, what would Jesus Welcome do in that situation? You know what I'm saying? So, for instance, we go back and say a bill, you know, then we look and say, man, you know, what happened? I know I paid this before. You know what right. I'm saying? So, why did they send me this thing? Why? You call them on the phone and you know, get too hyper. So, at that moment, we are in our natural flesh. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So our spirit may have to really kick on to realize who we are.
Right.
Because we are so accustomed to jump into that negative thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a conversation the other day, and I said like this. And I
want to piggyback off you.
Go ahead. Just
go ahead.
Okay.
No.
So I was in a conversation the other day, and I made a comment, which was an enlightenment comment,
mm-hmm.
but at that moment, the other person brought a negative in. And I said, you know, that's really a negative thought. Because first of all, when you're dealing with situations, you got to give that situation an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I know that, you know, and I'm going to use people for instance. So, and I when I use that came into that person's mind. Mm-hmm. So if I'm saved and you're saved, why am I, you know, justifying or judging, you know, your thought? So you look at what the situation is. You look at what the situation has been. But now we in another realm now. But you're still looking, instead of keep looking forward, you keep looking back at the circumstances. Mm-hmm. So that a lot of times bring that negative, even let's say people, that brings the negative thoughts in our mind, which we got to click on that spirituality. Say, you know what, let me pray about this. You know, because if I retaliate or if I say it, I might say it in the wrong way. Because mm-hmm. in our flesh, we're going to say something the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if we pray about it, that's why Paul, James said, be quick to hear and slow to speak. So we, a lot of time, we are fast to speak and we are slow to hear. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Later on, you're saying, you know what, I could have said it.
That's what they do.
Now, I do that often. Yeah. I will say that. I'll sit back.
And we all do.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, I could have handled that a totally different way.
That's right, yeah. Because we don't think.
Yeah.
We don't think.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's that natural mind just kick right in. Mm-hmm. But so if I'm trying to, and like I said, we're not perfect. And we're not going to pretend to be perfect.
Right.
But what I know who I am. And I know that's why we got to ask for forgiveness daily. Because we're going to slip up. We might have a negative thought, even though we don't want to have that negative thought. You know, because God reads our minds. Mm-hmm. He knows our thoughts before we even think them.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful when we come into circumstances. Remember, we was talking one day, and I was saying, you know what? You know, like when it's dealing with family. Okay, and I said, if something happened to somebody in our family, we're not going to think Christian-like right then and there. Mm-hmm. We're going to think that negative. So my first reaction is to go and retaliate with the family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then we look at it. So if you spiritually, you sit back. You know what? Let me pray before I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't think like that a lot of times. Some of us do, and some of us don't.
Yeah.
So the whole thing about it is we got to get into the mindset. Say, you know what? The minute that happened, let me pray about this. Lord, you know, guide my tongue before I go out that door. Mm-hmm. You know, because this is my family. Because we're going to fight for family.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't care if you're saved or not, you're going to fight for your family.
Most definitely.
Come on now. So don't tell me, you know, I'm going to pray first. I want to pray first. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not saying everybody. Like, I'm just speaking in general. Who basically pray first when it comes to somebody in their family?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who want to pray first? You're going to react naturally first. And then when you come down off that, you're going to know what, you know, I could have did it this way, but God, keep my mind controlled. Or you might be on the way downstairs or on the way to that trouble. Then you might say, Lord, keep my mind while I'm going. Lord, don't let me say what I need, what I don't want to say. Things like that.
It's been plenty. It's funny. I'm going to go off of that right there. It's funny because there's been plenty of times when I've been heated. Mm-hmm. And anybody that knows me, I'm ready to scrap any second. Okay.
Right.
So, it's, you know, I'll be, let's say, for instance, if my sister called me or something, and they're like, oh, you know, such and such did this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way.
Right.
I'm heated. I'm driving over there. I'm heated. Now, mm-hmm. sometimes it's failed me because I was still mad when I mm-hmm. got there. But on the way there, you know, it's just like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm going mm-hmm. to deal with it. I'm going to deal with so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. But now I get there, and I'm like, all right, yep. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And it's God, you know, even in my spirit, mm-hmm. you know, dealing with me. So, I wanted to say, it was an example. You were talking about I don't know what you were talking about, but I'm going to just say what my point mm-hmm. was. You ever notice how when you change your speech or when you change your tone when you're talking to a bill collector mm-hmm. or something like that, that favor shows up for you?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about it. If you calling them, say your lights get cut off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you cut my lights off? Right. That's the first thing mm-hmm. you want to say.
That's the first thing, yeah. And you know why they cut them off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know why they cut them off.
And it's crazy because being calm and peaceful, you know,
right.
Hey, you know, I know I missed the payment. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 taking accountability.
That's right, yeah.
I know I missed the payment. I did this, and this is, you know, I just, if you could just give me a grace period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and half the time they will. Well, let mm-hmm. me check, ma'am. Let me check, sir. Let me check my supervisor.
Right.
You know, supervisor gets on the phone. Hey, mm-hmm. I understand you had da 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 da. You know, especially during COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand you were laid off. Da da da. But it's all about how you talk. When you, you know, give me your MF and supervisor. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not gonna work out. So yeah.
them are the nice, them
yes, it does. Honey brings more bees than vinegar.
So, therefore, I mean, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
So, they've been more calm. And, you know, you ever hear them say,
and then you do your job when you go to work. So, how can you be mad at somebody for doing their job? They didn't take the call.
But how you not do my job when I go to work, then?
I know you don't do your job.
Sir, I'm saying, still there. I've been there almost a year,
I'm talking about to the podcast. Huh? You said you're still there. Because you're funny. They like to laugh.
That's not why I'm there. I do work.
Yeah. You they didn't tell you the fall guy?
Hey.
Oh, man.
I'm having fun.
I am, too.
This is nice, man. I'm glad this is here. Because I'm off. You off where? Why you gotta go sit down? She said, she off. Oh, you off, girl. She said, cause I thought you was like, cousin, I'm off.
That's my sister.
I know that shit.
Not my cousin.
I know who it is.
Okay.
I don't know who it is. I was wondering. You think you smart because you get that head of glasses on, don't you?
Hey, my eyes feel a lot better.
You think you smart.
My eyes feel a lot better. Y'all drop some topics down in this box down here, man. Real quick, while we waiting on that, I want to throw up some
still trying to find why you in that big chair. I mean, this little chair.
Some things. Can you go find the topic?
Please? What topic?
And let me
ain't no topic on here.
While we waiting on that, I'm gonna drop some advertisements here. For those of you who don't know, Apostle Liberty has a cosmetic line, Honeycomb Cosmetics. Yeah, give me a second. Here we go.
So I need you to do something also. We got some couple of announcements too. Go ahead, do what you're doing.
All right, so this is the line here. Oh, I'm sorry. There we go. Y'all check out this website, www.honeycombcosmetics.org. And actually, I'm going to bring it up for you here in a second. Wow.
You sure we had it together, sir. I don't know why you can't get stuff together.
It's together, sir. It's together.
You sure we had that stuff together while you're doing this.
Y'all check this out. It's beautiful. Got specials in here. See that? www.honeycombcosmetics.org. This is Apostle Liberty Cheney. This is her cosmetic line. Y'all go support. Be a blessing. You won't be disappointed. There are a few more things I have to pull up here. Oh, and if you don't have a church home, every Sunday, 11:30 a.m., what's the address?
2799 Old Washington Road, Waldorf, Maryland. Please, we are still social distancing.
Mask required.
And we are signing in at the door when we come in the building. Amen. So, come on. And Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock is our Bible study. I need you to advertise this if you can.
I have that.
You have that. Please do that for me.
That was next.
Amen. So, this if y'all have any advertisement that y'all want us to post, we will do it for you. Amen. We will shout you out. Amen. All right, so come on, give us y'all announcements. All right.
2021 Holy Convocation. That's a fellowship of covenant churches in Burgard, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
It is going down Thursday, September 23rd through Sunday, September 26th. You can go to the website. You can inquire, at info@bowelministries.org. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
And also, if you don't have a church home, if you are in the Suitland area, amen, Bethel Outreach Ministries, I got to get the address on St. Barnabas Road. Amen. Come on, be a blessing. If you don't have a church home, if you are in the Suitland, Maryland area, amen, Apostle Chris A. Tyson and Bethel Outreach Worship Ministries, amen, can be there to serve you. Amen. Amen. Also.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm finished. Go ahead.
You said also.
No, go ahead.
Mine wasn't church related.
Well, go ahead. So I'm finished.
Now, listen. All right. I said I was going to do this because I would like to be in the blessing. You know, when I'm blessed, I got to be a blessing. Listen, there's these chips, man. I am addicted to these chips. I know y'all gonna laugh at me. I'm a fat boy at heart. I am addicted to these chips, man. They are, you find them at Shoppers. Hers Honey Barbecue. I got a parcel addicted to them, too.
Wait, are they my chips?
These are the chips.
Where's my chips I left here?
Oh, I might have ate them, Doc. It was in my house.
But I brought you them, man.
They was in my house. I was supposed to eat
them. You could eat them whole bag
these
like
chips
that.
Right here, y'all. Go get you a bag of these. Go to Shoppers, and it's not on the regular chip side. You got to walk down the chip side. The regular chips will be on the left. You go to the right.
Ooh.
I'm just trying to help the people get blessed with you know, to bless their taste buds. Yes. Hers, Honey Barbecue, at your local
okay.
Shoppers.
Marietta wants to know, she want to hear all views on the vaccination being pushed so heavily.
I want to hear y'all.
That's what she said.
She said all.
Oh. I told you again, I don't have my glasses. I don't really think I can see out of these, sir. Oh, these are very good. I might keep these.
No, sir. So look,
I can see out of these. Amen. Vaccine
being pushed
God.
So heavy. I personally, Marietta, we're gonna deal with your topic right now. I personally I need those. I personally don't agree with this vaccine thing. And let me tell you why. Okay? And this is about to get real controversial. Because there's so many people that has gotten the vaccine and still contracted COVID. And I hear people say, I'm going to go ahead and jump in this real quick because I know some of y'all might say this. I hear people say, oh, well, when you get it the first time, if you get the vaccine, you won't get it. It won't affect you as much as the first time you had it. I don't care. Okay? I had COVID. And, by the grace of God, I'm still alive. I'm not going to get no vaccine that's not going to stop me from getting it. That's like, you know, I don't get the flu shot. That's just me. There's people that get the flu shot. I choose not to do it because I don't want something that's going to make me sick. My immune system is perfectly fine. I'm still living. I'm still alive. I still have the mobility of my limbs. Glory be to God. What is that?
Church bells come to get you.
Where that come from?
About your time.
Lord, help us. Father, please. You messed up my...
You hurt your church bell. Did you just hit a church bell?
Did I do that?
That was on my Bible app.
Oh, I'm like, what is that?
It said ding. Like, boy, you thought you...
I thought it was over for me.
I was great. No, wait a minute. I would have left. You would have still sitting here. Say, where Tim? Go ahead. Oh, he gone to glory.
You understand? It was a sign.
You were scared. What?
No, I was terrified.
Boy, though. You thought this was it.
I thought it was it, man. Thought it was it. Sitting here talking about it, and I thought he was going to, you know,
come
to get me.
Ready to laugh for him. All you had to say, it was a sign, bro. Man, come on, man.
I can't fade it.
He was getting scared. Boy, I look like your heart still beating out. I got the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
I get my second one on the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
I'm not against it or I'm not for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
I'm mutual. I got it for the simple fact it took me a long time because I was still scared to get it. I wasn't too sure. I heard all the stuff about it, but because we travel a lot. You know, we go to different places, especially I love going to North Carolina and stuff like that, and that's the reason why I got it. Mm. Because I want to be safe. I'm not saying that, you know, things. I mean, when I first got it, I mean, I didn't feel any different. I don't think it felt different. It was my arm. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't move I got shot in my left arm, but I couldn't move my right arm.
You got shot?
No, I mean, got punched. I mean,
now you see how I feel.
So, with the punch?
What?
You said
go ahead and finish, man. Go on, finish.
I'm done with you.
It's all right.
You thought this was it for you, boy.
It's all right.
I wish I could hear that church bell kid. You turn right saying, he was looking around like, what is that?
Scared me.
Boy, you thought that. You thought, dear Peru. But no, I mean, if you feel that you should get it, then. You know, you got to think about everybody else, too. That's why I say, you know, we got to think about everybody else, you know.
Why am I
I mean, you might be around somebody that you know what I'm saying?
Somebody what?
I don't know. You might be around somebody.
That what?
That might have it.
COVID?
Anything.
We talking about the vaccine.
Oh. What you think I was talking about?
I don't know. Do you know what you're talking about?
Well, I thought I was a bookshelf. That's a heck on picture. Okay. Hey, we finished tonight, ain't we? It's late now.
It's late. It's
you know, for you know what? Well, you know, we have a stage manager, don't we? And they never tell us to shut up or get off. It's time.
It's time. It's time to we just hit the hour.
Yeah, we just hit the hour.
All right, I mean that's good enough. That's good enough. Okay. All right, y'all bored yet? I got it because I'm asthmatic and I didn't want to. I'm gonna go ahead and read it.
Go ahead.
It up.
I said, go ahead.
I got it because I'm asthmatic and I didn't want to bring anything home to my children. I can
agree with it. I agree with that.
Somewhat agree with that.
But you don't want to affect your children, though.
Yeah.
But if you. Why would you want to affect your household?
I would never want to affect my children. First of all, let me see. If I feel like I'm sick, I'm not going to be around my children. Especially if I think it's COVID. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I just, it worries me, man. It worries me. When I was actually considering getting it, my aunt, she talked me into getting it. And like a day after she talked me into getting it.
Getting what?
The vaccine.
You did get it?
No. I said she talked me into getting it.
Oh, I thought you said you got it.
I was going to get it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was watching the news, and the girl on some show, I forgot what show it was, but she was on a show. And she was on the news. She had to back out of the season mm-hmm. for the show because she got she had just got vaccinated and she tested positive for COVID.
So when I first got it, because like I said, I didn't show no symptoms.
You didn't?
No. Hmm. Only thing I had a cold. And like I said, you know, anybody can tell you, you know, every year I get sick during the change of the weather for the summertime. Mm. I don't get sick in the wintertime. I get sick in the summertime. So when the area came around, I started getting sick. I just had a cold. Okay, just a cough and a cold. So I still went into the room and quarantined myself in the room because I didn't want to be around kids anyway.
Right.
So that was like days I was taking, you know, medicine. Then I realized, normally when I take Theraflu, when I start getting sick, mm-hmm. then the Theraflu would knock that out. So that time the Theraflu didn't do it. Mm, so, you know, a couple of days went by, came home, you know, and then so I was at work and, I was in the bathroom. So I couldn't smell nothing. What do you think? So I went to the bathroom.
Number two. That's not your business. Just telling you what I'm doing, okay? Just let me tell my story.
Go ahead, tell your story.
So I went to the bathroom and I was spraying. I said, dang. I only smell my own stuff. You know what I'm saying? I said, I only smell my own stuff. Oh, and God. I kept spraying, like, I only smell nothing. So I went in my office and I sat down. I was drinking coffee. I said, dang, I can't even smell a coffee. Still didn't really pay attention to it. So, and I start spraying, so I start sniffing my air freshener stuff. I got it. I couldn't smell nothing. I called my supervisor on the phone and said, I got to go get tested. I lost my smell. So I didn't have the symptoms like a lot of people normally have.
I'm dying, Charles.
No, I ain't sour, not ready, but then I think I gave it to my mom. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because she caught it after I did. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, then... You know, our nephew caught it. Mm. On top of that, so that's why I say we can cause ourselves to affect other people if we don't even know. Like I said, we can walk around and don't even know we have it for real. Some of us can.
Right.
Everybody's not the same.
Right.
So we can walk around and don't even know it. Cause I really didn't even know I had it until I lost my smell.
Now watch this, and I'm not cutting you off.
No, we're
if
finished.
You can still contract it after the shot, what is the purpose of getting the shot?
But I didn't. I just got the shot.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you talking about anybody?
I'm saying, period. This is my. This is why but I said I wanted the shot.
But everybody ain't the same though.
This is very true. But they're saying that it's not. The shot is not to prevent you from getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's to prevent the effect of it or something right. like that. So right. if it's not preventing me from getting it, whether I get it or whether I don't, am I not affecting my child?
But you know what I'm realizing though, for real though, because they changing things all the time.
I ain't died from the first time.
You ain't died.
Glory be to God. I'm responding to Marietta. She said to avoid death and the extreme.
I mean, I agree with Marietta. I agree with her.
It wasn't extreme. So this is the thing. It wasn't extreme for me the first time. It, you know, I was sick. I was bedridden. My body was hurting and stuff like that. My throat, nose, and all that jazz. But it wasn't. It just felt like the flu.
Right. But it didn't. Because you was like up and out the next day. So
no, I wasn't about it. I was out in a week.
No, it wasn't a week. You didn't stay in the house.
I did stay. Oh, I didn't. I didn't. I was masked up, y'all. But you know, it that's what I'm saying. It's like,
and that's what I say. It affect. Everybody in
that's
a
true.
Different way.
That's because a lot of people were dying.
Right.
But I also feel like if you already have ailments, like with Marietta, I understand that because she has asthma. You know, I got to, I'm sort of say I got a clean bill of health.
Well, can I use your name? Rainice had it.
She and had she, asthma too.
Right. She had asthma too. But her. you said it affected her. Yeah, it affected true. Her worse than it affected a lot of people.
That's true.
But guess what? She's still here. So that's why I keep saying I used to listen every time I didn't want to do it because I kept listening to everybody else. I kept listening to everybody else. Mm. So therefore, I said, you know what? Let me do this. Even though I was still scared to do it, but I did it. But like I said, COVID and this stuff, it affects people in a different way.
I tell y'all what, I'm going to go get it. And if I die, I'm coming back and I'm haunting every last one of y'all.
But when you die, you're not even come back to do anything.
I'm haunting you.
How can you
I'm not going to cross over until I haunt every last one of y'all.
You look at too much TV.
I'm going to say, Timmy. You told me to get this shot, boy.
That's why Marietta said you didn't. Because you came right out of the house. He ain't even pay attention to it. So guess what, Marietta? He going to get it. Everybody in this house is going to, you know,
I'm gonna
get the shot.
I'm going to go get the shot.
Amen.
I'm
going
to go get it. I'm going to record myself going to get it.
Do it. Yes.
So that everybody will know, yes, I finally went and did it.
I'm glad.
And I'm going to be mad when I get it because I don't like shots. I recorded myself one time getting a tetanus shot because I cut my hand open at work.
And you're a preacher, too.
Huh?
You're a preacher.
What that mean?
That mean you should get it.
That because I'm a preacher?
Yeah. You don't even up in front about laying hands on people like you. You just start spraying your stuff around.
You know what, Doc?
Listen,
y'all. We love y'all.
Yeah, we love y'all.
We thank y'all for tuning in and indulging us. Well, oh, and cried.
Did you cry? Girl,
did
you
not cry?
Yes, he did. He cried.
I did not cry. She said.
He cried.
I forgot what she said. Oh, I tensed up. That joker hurt, man.
Hurt.
The tetanus shot in my shoulder.
You look like you're shooting your buttocks.
I probably, never mind.
Probably couldn't even walk after that.
Never mind, man. Listen.
You cry with needles?
Yeah, I do. I don't like getting my blood drawn. I don't like getting shots, none of that.
I thought you was a real man.
I'm a real man. A real man that don't like needles.
I ain't never heard a man say, oh, I don't like needles.
Really?
You really cry?
You met my dad.
Did you really cry?
Nah, I didn't cry.
Why you asking if I met your dad? I know who your dad is. Because
my dad don't like needles.
Well, that remains the same. I haven't seen your dad get no needles.
Look, y'all, we love y'all, man. Make sure y'all join us on Monday.
Monday night.
At 6:30 p.m. I have that right here as well.
And while you're doing that, I want to give a real shout out to Marcel. Marcel, thank you. God bless you, sir. You are a blessing to us. We thank God for your commitment. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for you that God will continue to move in your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I thank all you all who on there tonight who came and joined us. Amen. This was exciting tonight, exciting topic that we talk about. Topics that we talk about. Amen.
Y'all don't want to miss Monday at 6:30 p.m. We be live right here. YouTube, Facebook, Anchor, Twitch, Vimeo, we'll be live, okay?
Amen.
We're going to be joined by the great apostle, Liberty Cheney. She'll be talking about the topic is It Took Abandonment to Be Received. Also, don't forget, if you didn't get a chance to check out the cosmetic line when I put it up, the website is www.honeycombcosmetics.org. Again, that is www.honeycombcosmetics.org. Great. I believe it's all natural. You want to check it out. Get your skin right. Get a little massage oil for the birthdays, for the boo. Adam got a boo.
Didn't you say you gonna get a jerry curl?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a jerry curl. I'm gonna use the oil. I'm gonna use the hair oil that she has, and I'm gonna come on here on live. And I'm gonna put it in my hair so everybody can see it. We love y'all, man. Join us on Monday.
Good night, everybody. Oh, don't forget.
I didn't forget.
You better pray.
You
didn't even pray. Clean came on.
Go on to pray. You were late.
Oh. So
I was rushing to get this. Come on, pray us out.
I don't think you like praying.
Y'all, we see. I do. I love praying. Pray. By myself. It's my time with God.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you, God, for this segment.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you for everybody that joined us tonight. God, we ask you, God, to put a hedge around them, God, protect them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Real Talk Faith Walk. We thank you for the opportunity to let us share with the people out there on live in the name of Jesus, God. Let us say, we pray that we said something, God, would touch their life, God, to bring them closer to you right now. We ask you right now, guys, we leave this place, but never your presence, that you continue to bless us. Give us traveling mercy down the highway, God. Just bless us as we land down on tonight, God, and our uprising in the morning. But we know tomorrow's not promised, but we just thank you anyway, God. We thank you in advance for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, guys, check us next week, Monday.
All right.
This has been Real Talk.
Faith Walk.
And we are signing off.
We out. Dang.